beginnt für ein Daten des Zertig Subis, darf Samach da beginnen, und da beginnt es mal zu beginnen, sich mal im Schmiede, was wird gab, ich habe hohe Friesel, Dino, Ilevei, because he's a great person, so that you're going to turn the law against him. Which is bothered. What does that mean? I'm telling you, we're going to say, but since we're saying that we never resolve the question, so how much mechel v'ray? So whoever has it, so they have to prove the other way. So we're giving the tafsis, so since she's holding on to Lemifkin, we don't take it away from us. Why is that working against the father-in-law, against the Zid? What you could say is the Havanamishiroi Tubat Alabas Tavisa. No, there was other garments that she was not holding on to. And that's the understanding of the two Lishnas in the Gemara. Lishna Kamakama in the first version, saying Mishum is with Gabriel Abachnipis, you're flattering him, meaning Mishum Hakshir Dabas Tavisa. Of course, what she was holding on to, and that you want to take away from her. No, how much the Metal Varez says she could keep it. Vekadami Kamashum Hanakshir Dabas Tavisa, one of those that she was not holding on to. Ela Baloi Tavis, the husband was, and the fact that you're going to take it away from him, that's going against Rav Zvid. So therefore, it resolves actually both lishnas. The next test master begins the Gemara Tavel Achlitz. If he's claiming that he wants chalitza, this kakalai, then you go ahead and you address his concern. But for Yibam, not. Now, Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains that this, when he's Tavea chalitza, is v'hi'ein neroitza elisyab, that she only wants to do Yibam. And mechein tabal yabim. In the case when he's petitioning for yibum, pidush. In other words, he in yoreitzei lach. Let's say she only wants to do chalitz. So he says the b'timitz a wonder because the Micah parak. What's the Gemara's question? That you telling me when the yabim nami when he's being tabay for yibum, you should also pay attention and force her keep an agida bay because then she's connected to him. And people are concerned that he's going to do yibum lo yavli yitzachit. They're not going to give him another wife. Because they don't want to have, you know, when he has more than one wife, so therefore we should force her. But according to Rashi, when he wants to do Yibam, she wants to do Chalitza. So what type of excuse is that? Let him at least do Chalitza, and then she's not going to be connected to him. So you won't have the problem. So what you could say is that, you know, if he wants to do Yibam, he does not want to do Chalitza. Then he doesn't have to give the Ksuba. If the Gemara is asking, at least force her to do Yibam. But Yisham, another part you could say is, not like Rashi. Tabal Achlitz means to say, when he wants to do chalitza, she doesn't want to do nechalitza, not yibum. And b'chein tabal yam, when he's being petitioning for yibum, she doesn't want to do neither one, not yibum nechalitza. Chen hada amar so too, and the Gemara says in the first answer, kan shetabihi, he were talking about when she's being tebeya. What does that mean to say? Who in the Ritzel Allah Tzabliyab means, and he doesn't want to do nechalitza, not yibum. That makes sense what the Gemara is asking, that we should force her to do yibum, because she doesn't want to do anyone, not yibum nechalitza. So it comes out he is tied up because of her. Bain Lakshas and don't ask, and came my products was the Gemara's asking on this answer. Shavinis Yabim, well, what do you do with Shavinis Yabim then? Nami Baba Machmas Taj is also going to come with a claim that why don't we force him? Because she needs to have children also for to take care of him. But since he's saying that he doesn't want to do Nachalitz not Yibum, so my idea, why you're saying that you're going to force him because Baba Machmas Taj, because she come with a claim that she wants to have kids to take care of when she gets older? What do you mean? I feel like in a bar, even if she's not coming with a claim. What do you mean? Nami Tikshli, we should still ask. We should force him. Why? When the Mishnah teaches in the Yavamah, when there's a mitzvah of Yibam or Yavamah, we say, okay, Chazen is a couple. We go back to, if no one wants to do it, we go back to the oldest. Why don't we tell him, I knew the mitzvah. I call this a potter, either do Yibam or let her go, do Chalitza. Come with Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chazen is a couple. What does it mean we go back to the oldest? We already went to the oldest. It means Lechafaya, to force him. So Amos says, obviously, you see, but Tabihi, that when she's coming with a claim, she wants to, like, look, do something with Nazika. Kafinla, we do force my father, and Baba Machmas Tain. She's not coming with a claim that she wants to have children to take care of her. So why didn't Baba Machmas Tain? So it says the Iklamayman that you could say, the Kafinla, that yes, you're right. From there, we see that if there's no Taina that we're going to force him, I will in the skok and licht of a love against Medit, but we wouldn't have to write a letter of rebellion to add on to our Ksuba. But over here, when Bomachlis Taina, that's what's saying that we should even force him to add on to the Ksuba. Or Inami, another part you can say is, no, Mishun Higufa. You're right, that halacha in the Mishnah Achelet is actually a kalapurit you could explain, is Bomachlis Taina, is when she's going to with a complaint. Lakach, Noket Lemifach, therefore, that's the question also over here, and the Mehaitama is for the same reason as over there. Noket says, Master begins Gemma, Mishno Liam Delay. What's the reason that for Yibum, that then you're not going to go ahead and do the same thing as by Chalitza. Chalitza can be Nizkit to him and not by Yib. Now, Memtemite says, has to take a second look. It says, if you're going to say, even Rabbi Yechanan, if the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan is Lafi Mishnah Achreina, is going according to the later Mishnah, Kedmash from Pashtun Milsa, like it sounds like the simple understanding that he's saying that if he's Tabe for Yibim, you address his concern because we don't like Yibim, we only like Chalitza. So, if that's the case, my part of Liyab Nami. So, what's the most question that's a different article of Tesis over here? that for Yibam also we should address his concern to force her. But because Kibna Gidabe, since she's connected to him, we're not going to give him another wife. No one's going to want to, you know, marry off the daughter to him. So we can't force her to do Yibum, because it's not something we want to be done. And be lachlitz, and if it means to force her to do chalitza, he doesn't want to do chalitza, he wants to do Yibum. What does it mean to force him to do something that he's not even claiming for? This is what you can say is the Mikodas HaGadaituch. Originally, we thought to say the Milsa Rabbi Yochanan actually will Lefi Mishnah Rishayim. It's actually according to the first version. The Mitzvah Yibum is the primary. That's why the Gemara asked that even for Yibum, that you could force her. Now, Slaif the Mishani at the end, when the Gemara answers on the first question, that regarding the question of the Bryce that says you do ready Gerz Med on Shmuel that says you don't. So the Gemara answers, oh, Khan over here, the Bryce is Commissioner Shaina, like the first Mishnah, and Khan, Shmuel is Commissioner Achrein. So if that's the case, Musa de Rabbi Yechanan, Nam Elefi Mishnah Achreina, you could also explain it's going, now that the Gemara is changing, it's also going according to Mishnah Achreina. And that's why in this Kok and Lachlis, therefore you only address his concern for Galita, but in this Kok, you don't address his concern for Yibam. Now, but what then, the truth is, the same thing is that Katya Musa the Gemara could have still answered on the first question that we asked for Shmuel, we could have said, Khan, the Bryce is talking about lachlitz to chalitz, and Khan, Shmuel is talking about the yibum when it's coming to do yibum, which is kerabichin, like kerabichin had said, and the id v'id lefim b'shtachrein, and both could be saying according to the second version, and that's again chalitza you address like the Bryce, and yibum you don't like Shmuel. Al denichle look mitavak shetav al yibum, but the Gemara just prefers to say both of them are talking about when he's tevei for yibum, because then you could say the dumi darusa ketani. That could be similar to the parallel case of darusa, which is shetivei lichnas b'imaredes, which he's petitioning to consummate relation and she's rebelling on that. But when it's tevei for chalitza, that wouldn't be the same type of case, and therefore they didn't want to say that to Rabbi Yehuda. That's from Rabbi Natan. So this is a little bit difficult on this because the eich teisga daiten. How could you entertain this lemeimer to say the aslafi mishnah rishayna that the Gemara is having in the words of Rabbi Yehuda saying like the first version that that Yibam is primary? I'll drop it to the contrary. Aslafi mishnah rishayna if chomaz have according to the first version, the opposite is true. Liyavim niskakle. Then for Yibam we would address his concern because that's the primary. And lachlitz ain niskakle. For chalitza we would not address his concern. How could we say? How could we have had such a in Rabbi Yehuda saying like the mishnah rishayna? There's some of what you can say is that aslafi mishnah rishayna. No, even according to the first version, niskakle lachlitz. We actually only addresses petition for chalitza. Why? Shem the day told Rachmana because chalitza is dependent on him. It says in the pasuk liach b'tzeish. If the man doesn't want to do yibum, then he does chalitza. Because the man mechutz. The man says yibum is a mitzvah in base. Avli yabim, but for yibum so gedayt, I wouldn't feel this is shame. But it's nicely yibum al karcha that we can't force hard to do yibum if she doesn't want to. And therefore, we would think, and that's for yibum that you don't address his petition. Or in another part, you could say the yeshlemet that toba af lachlitz. When we say he's being tabei for chalitza, means also for chalitza, meaning for yibum or chalitza. Oh, that's what we're saying. This kakel, we address his concern for chalitza. Tabel yam dafko in his tebe only for yibum in his kakel, and that we don't address his concern. And that could even be like, again, like the Mishnah Rishayim. The next to some asset, I begin with that he says, Bedin chalitza be yibum. And the halachas of chalitza and yibum. Pishbu kontris b'acholitz. Rashi over there, and the chalitz explains, Gabihod de maizy asa masin de b'chayis. This is the Gemara brings over there, the Mishnah b'chayis, of Yigimel Medalaf. That it brings the Mishnah Rishayna, Bahrain, Baisalcha, which Akumar brings over here, those two Mishnais, the original version, the second version. Muhammad Avalon, and Rabbi says on that, the Inkleifen. Now we don't force. What does that mean? The Pishnah Kurz Rashi explains. I feel the Mishnah Rishayna, that even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mitzvah is Chalitza, because the Mitzvah Chalitza has precedence, preference over Yibum. Inkleifen is Chalitza, we don't force them to Chalitza, meaning, we both then prefer Yibum. The name it to say, oh no, Tavaya love the mitzvah and Pogam. Both of them are not having a mind for the mitzvah, and therefore they're it's like a ashes. Ah, no, we don't force. El Iboy Miyabim. If they wanted, they could do Yibim Avikav the mitzvah chalitza kademus, although we prefer the mitzvah chalitza. Miyu Hech the Iu Tabi, but when he designs, Boy Libum, he wants to do Yibim the Iyam, and she says, Libin, I don't want him, but I'm at the bottom of the comment, and she says recognizable reasons why she doesn't want to. Imatin Latuya, if we could mislead him to go ahead and not do the Yibim Matinle, so we like we mislead him. And lematzon latoy, we can't mislead in the kafin lelach. We actually force them to chalitza them. Because Dom Rav Shiz Perikama the Yivamis is in first place. Yivamis Avdal Menaf Nelly. But I have no regarding Yivamis Nafin Nemukushchem. That if she falls for Yibam for a someone that's smitten with boils, Shein Chayis Menay Slofan Bechol. We don't muzzle to have to marry such a do Yibam such a brother-in-law. So says Rashi V'leitim Mukushchem Dafka. And don't say this only specifically by Mukushchem. El Kol Amasla Shatitim Debrad. Rather any excuse that she gives for why she doesn't want to do Yibam. Like we learned in later in the Ein Zayin Menaf, Maisa b'tzidin, the historian Tzidin b'Pursi, with a tanner, Shemais, he died. Well, Ach Bursi, and he had a brother that was a tanner. The sage said, for your brother, that I was able to tolerate his bad smell. But you, I cannot tolerate. You see, even that's a good excuse. Also, we rule the Hilchas Halacha is crazy to get his medit al arusa. We say in our Gemara, Shmuel, that we write a letter of rebellion on the woman who's engaged, but the increase in the gezmed medal shemeres. We don't write a letter of rebellion on the shemeres yavim. Again, the kolhani time in kafin lay lachleitz b'shakol k'subasa. From all these reasons, I mean, you see again, you're not writing a gezmed medal shemeres. We don't force her. So again, the kolhani time, from all these reasons, kafin lay, we force him lachleitz to do chalitza b'shakol k'subasa, and she takes a k'suba. If kolhani in kafin hacha, and all those that we say that we don't force, hecha d'nicha lelu tavayu. That's where they're both preferable. But when she doesn't want to, then we actually force them. That's what Rashi says. Now, by the says, the Mashiach in Mukeshkin and Bursi, this is Rashi being the proof in the case of Mukeshkin and Bursi that she can get out of this relationship and that we force him to Khalita in the night. It's not a proof. Because the Dafka Mukeshkin and Bursi, that's specifically Mukeshkin and Bursi, because the Haba Mahanach the Chleben Ais Lahitzi, that's cases that we actually force even a husband to divorce his wife. And therefore, that it's specifically something unique over there. But some other claims, we wouldn't force a husband to divorce a wife. That would be the same thing by Yavama, we wouldn't force. And Mashahebi Nami, and this also Rashi brings an increase when he gets medal Shemez Yavim, that our Sugya says that we don't write a real letter of rebellion on Shemez Yavim. Right, it's not a proof. Because the husband increase when a fillable lay a muscle, because there, we don't write it even, she does not get an excuse. Why? Mashum the Mitzvah Chalitza, because like we say in our Gemara, because the Mitzvah Chalitza is preferable. But nothing to do that she can get off without with these excuses, because it's even without an excuse. Then came the Dvarav, and if that's the case, according to his opinion, that there's a proof, because even according to Mishnah Rishonim, we don't force. So I feel the Balaya Masla along the name of the Kaif, and even without an excuse, we should have said that we force, because that's the halacha. You don't marry a girl who's married even without an excuse. And so it's actually to the contrary. And you actually prove from there that we don't force him to do chalitza. Why? Because if it actually was true that we force him to do chalitza, then why is he going to have to say the increase in the gezmed medit, you don't write a letter of rebellion? He should have said even better. Not only you don't write a letter of rebellion for her that she doesn't want to, the kofen has left the contrary. We could force him actually to do chalitza. In fact, we don't say that. Obviously, that we don't force him to do chalitza. We just don't write a letter of rebellion against her. And Marmina Mishmain was saying the sugi that Tobli Yabim in this Kokonai. If he's Tabea, for Ibam, we don't address his concern. Mash, but it sounds like in this Kokonai, lift it against men. We don't address his concern to write a letter of rebellion, but Adriaba, to the contrary, in this Kokonai. But what do you mean? What do you mean you don't have to do a rebellion? To the contrary, we address her concern, but Kapin Lane, we force him. And therefore, Lochinir Larid, actually to the read, it appears that no. The Rab that says that you don't force Ayid B'cholin, that's told in all situations. The Rab de B'cholin and Kaif in all situations we don't force. In other words, we don't force them to do Chalitza when they both want to do Yibam. And we don't force them to do Chalitza when she doesn't want to do Yibam. We don't force him to do Chalitza when she doesn't want to do Yibam. And B'afla Pesha B'in Tam, even according to B'in Tam, that he disagreed with Rashi, he says that this is in Kaifin. That it's even in today's times, meaning the Mefarish Damarav, he says that in Kaifin, that we don't force, Kai Mishnah Rishayim is going on the original version. The inkleif and liyabim, we don't force the yibim apish mitzvah yibim kademas, even when the mitzvah yibim was primary, which benaf kamina, you even have the bisman azeh, which even though we see like the Mishnah Achrein now that mitzvah chalitza is first, because heicha she do alone. If we know she must come the mitzvah where they're intending to do it for the mitzvah purpose, how do you know? It's actually when they're coming to chalitza. Those, if we're going to happen to Yibam, obviously not doing it for beauty or for just, you know, to companionship, because they didn't want to do Yibam in the first place. So there I actually would have thought to say they actually do force them to do Yibam. That's what Rav's coming to tell us, though, that we don't force them. But if we're not clear that they're doing it for the mitzvah purpose, then to show Kleif and Benili that we force them at words, and Mechikin is Yibam, we actually distance them from doing Yibam, because they come like Abashal, we hold like Abashal, like we said in Yibamas, Rav, which is that like the Mishnah Achrenim. And the Gamla Perusha, also according to Rabbein Tam's interpretation, that we don't permit them to do Yibum, but in Tavli Yabim, if he's Tavei for Yibum, like Kafin and Lelach, so we don't put him to Chalitza, Elamatin, like rather we try to mislead him, Emein the Chafetza, if she doesn't want to go ahead and do Yibum. But again, we never heard about forcing. But if he doesn't want to do not Yibum, not Chalitza, then there's the covenant that we do force him at least to go ahead and do Chalitza. So, according to Mishra Rishayna, when she has an excuse that she doesn't want to do Yibam, so Machlokes Rashi in the Ri, if we force him to Chalitza, and if he's from those that we force the husband to divorce, then according to everyone, we'd force to do chalitza. According to Mishnah Achrayna, if they both want to do Yibam, according to Rashi and Ri, we don't force them to do chalitza. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we force them with words, unless we know for sure that their intent is for the mitzvah purpose.